There have been a number of summits, high-level meetings in Europe to try and deal with the debt crisis there. But this one in France, at least, is being called the Summit of Last Chance. European leaders are meeting in Brussels today. This is their second meeting in 4 days. Joining us now from Paris is Christian Fraser, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Christian, with Summit of Last Chance, I assume that's a headline to try and sell papers. But is that the feeling in France, that this is it, that the clock has run out?
Well, we've been doing this, haven't we, since the end of 2009, and I think there is a feeling that everything has come to a head. Today, they have to find solutions. They're moving in the right direction as to what those solutions are. In simple terms, they're talking about a write-down of Greek debt, so what we call a haircut of up to 60% for French and other banks in Europe. They're talking about really solidifying the banking position, so recapitalizing the banks to insure them against those losses, and ultimately a huge, enormous fund, a firewall, if you will, to reassure the markets that they can cover the debts of countries like Greece, Italy, and Spain. But there is still some distance on the technical details of all those plans that are in place, and certainly the French and the Germans still some distance apart.
That distance that you're talking about, Christian Fraser, is that still sort of backed up by public distaste over covering another country's debts with their own taxpayer dollars?
Yeah, very much so. In the terms of one analyst today, the fire is raging. It needs putting out. And at the moment, they're rowing over who pays the firemen. And really, it is the Germans who will pick up the bulk of the bill. But this will also be expensive for France as well. But I think behind this unified image that we have of France and Germany leading the week and bossing the rest over what needs to happen, there is mistrust between the two governments. And the French, in particular, are terrified of this spreading first to Spain and then to Italy because their banks are heavily exposed to the debt there. The Germans say, well, yeah, we can put the money up, but we don't want to pour it into a big bucket with a hole in the bottom. We need some structural reforms in Europe. We need reforming countries like Italy, so they're pushing Silvio Berlusconi to put in proper reforms, and you can't do that unless there is a whole encompassing solution to the problem. And that's the reason it's so complicated. It's a little bit like three-dimensional chess, and that is why it's taken so long to get to the position that we're at today.
Christian Fraser, a correspondent for our partner, the BBC, speaking to us from Paris about this meeting of European leaders in Brussels today. And Christian, I have to assume that there's a feeling on the part of many people in Europe that this still may not be enough, that there was a bailout before. Expanding the bailout now may not solve the problem.
Yeah, I think there is that fear. But, you know, one analyst said to me that privately today there are politicians saying, well, it's a huge risk to go to the market Thursday morning with only two-thirds of this deal done, which is what the French are pushing for at the moment, because we don't know how the markets will react. They were remarkably acquiescent on Monday to news that there would have to be a second summit. If they feel that the can is being kicked down the road again, then it could be very dangerous indeed. But privately, some of these politicians are saying, well, you know what, this is so difficult to sell to our domestic public, the sort of austerity measures that are needed, the taxes they would have to pay, that maybe we need to take them right to the brink. Maybe there needs to be this brinkmanship, the threat of not just recession, but even depression, for them to stomach the sort of unpalatable decisions that the likes of Angela Merkel might have to pass.
Speaking of Angela Merkel, she told the press this morning that if the euro fails, Europe fails. It sounds like there's political will there. Christian Fraser, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, reporting from Paris. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Talking about the meeting of European leaders in Brussels today, trying to find a solution, perhaps expand the bailout fund in order to avert a debt crisis throughout all of Europe.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.